An officer privy to the matter, who spoke in confidence as he was not authorized to speak to the media, said the officers involved in the assault embarked on a cover-up plan after realizing that they'd assaulted a senior police officer. Remember, ile time alikuwa anamchapa hakuwa anajua ni senior police officer. So jana mi ia na Rapture kuna vile tulifanya video fulani tulita the DJ Joe Mfalme murder case, na hii video ilikuwa na a lot of reactions, and some of the reactions zilikuwa za wasi wanasema kuwa mimi na tulikuwa biased as the Econini team. Kuna msa naitua Bill James 1216 alisema wewe toa emotions kwa mambo na kesi. The fact unamjua haimanishi hakufanya ongea kama vile uliongea kuhusu Joey Irungu mwafwe acha. So kuna msa aliandika hivyo, na lazima nibaki nimeseti disclaimer. Sisi kama Econini, we never hate in quotes people for the sake of it, because it's cool. Najua, like I think you ndio kitu watu wana get again maybe twisted na podcast, like for you to be a true podcast lazima uchukie wase, lazima go out of your way kwa blah blah blah. Zi so try kuangaliaga kitu na kuianalyze in our own way. So kama uliwachio video ulicheki vile Rapture alikuwa anabonga juu like the justice system in Kenya, ile kitu inaweza happen huko kwa gari alafu baki umejipata kwa noma. But sasa, of course, after kusema hivyo, like one of the reasons we stuck with the video was because we felt like we analyzed the whole situation with a very open mind. So kumbuka, hii video yetu ilitokea like around saa tatu usiku on Saturday night, and then Nation pia waka release their article much later, and this is the newspaper article ya Nation. So hii newspaper article ya Nation, I hope itaonyesha wasee kile tunasemaga. It's not about group thinking, it's about independent thinking. So kuna hiyo article imeandikwa Kenya DJ in trouble over death of top DCI detective. Then article yenyewe ni by Nyaboga Kiage na Dumbi Moturi. Alafu imeandikwa a top Kenyan DJ and three police officers are persons of interest in the suspected murder of a senior detective attached to the DCI. So na cheki. Then ikaendelea, the detective Felix Kitosi is said to have died in mysterious circumstances in Kikuyu, Kiambu County on Thursday. The three officers were arrested following the death of the DCI officer who was attached to the Dagoretti sub-county DCI. So this is one of the things ukienda kwa hizi comments tunawasana tuambia zizizi, kuna vile nini bouncers wake walikuwa arrested. Nyinyi sijua mjui ma bouncers wake ndio walimchapa, bouncer wake, photographer wake, driver wake. Misa hiyo, of course, sisi kama iko nini tuko tunaangalia what Nation, because Nation goes out there to look for news. Sisi we don't. Sisi we just analyze what we've seen. So we'll go with what Nation has said more than what we think, ama more than what's being said on social media. So tukiendelea na hii article ya Nation, inasema a detective privy to the ongoing investigations told the Nation that the three officers, two men and a woman attached to the traffic department, were arrested following the death of the officer. They were taken to Riruta police station. They were arrested on Saturday by DCI detectives and taken to Riruta police station. Someone is quoted saying that they're expected to be arraigned in court on Monday, said the officer who spoke on condition of anonymity as he was not authorized to speak to the media. Una understand, any case is sensitive. Of course, like police officers are involved. You don't want to be the guy who's out there telling like his own stories. Tukiendelea na the same article, but how did it all start? On one hand, according to a police report, Kitosi died after being assaulted following a traffic accident. The report does not mention names nor the circumstances of the assault. Lakini ilikuwa reported that 22nd of March 2024 at around 1600 hours, but one Reinhard Kitosi, the brother of the deceased, alipatiana pia namba the officer, and it was Felix Kellyan Kitosi of DCI Dagoretti, had passed while undergoing treatment at Nairobi West Hospital. So the deceased had been involved in a non-injury traffic accident within the Kikuyu market near Kikuyu police station on Saturday at 4 a.m. He had earlier complained of abdominal pains and was on treatment. Preliminary investigations revealed that he was assaulted by known persons after an altercation over the non-injury traffic accident, the police report said. So, This is where now it starts getting interesting because unacheki ni an injury, but this an injury ends up leading to a death. So hii story yote inaweza kuwa inakam aje. So ukiendelea na hii nini article ya Nation imeandikwa questions differing accounts. The arrest of those linked to Kitosi's death raises questions as to why the police waited 6 days until the officer's death before taking action against the four. So ukikumbuka ile video si tulifanya na kina Rapture, tulibonga juu ya the fact that John Falme was still performing, he was still DJing, and alikuwa anaendelea na his business just as usual kabisa. His demeanor had not changed in any way kuonyesha like this was someone who was afraid that he might be involved in a murder case. So tukiendelea, the Nation could not immediately ascertain the names of the arrested officers, but the family has a different story about the circumstances of their relative's death. They say that that Kitosi was attacked at a nightclub. So na cheki, story inaanza kuchange. Kumbuka mbeleni tuko najua alikuwa arrested kwa barabara. Saizi nasemekana he was arrested at a nightclub. Alafu inaendelea, on Saturday, the entertainer and his team were performing at a busy club on Thika Road when they were picked up at night by police officers. Oh, so hii sasa ni vile nani alikuwa arrested on this other past Saturday. Sijui place alikuwa ana nini. Alafu Kitosi's family said that on Saturday night, ile sasa tuingine, the DJ had reportedly finished his set at a popular club in Kikuyu, Kiambu County, and he was leaving the club at 4:20 a.m. when an altercation between his team and the senior police officer broke out. Sikia, his team. Then ikaendelea, according to the family, the altercation erupted after the late Kitosi scratched a car belonging to the DJ as he was leaving the car park. Then here it gets interesting. You see, kama Kenya, this is the ile kitu happening na sisi kama wa Kenya. Like when someone rises very high, we always want them to come down. We always want to pull them down. So tuna bringing emotions into a lot of stuff that we should not bring our emotions into. That's why utaona kuna msee kwa comments yuko pale mwafu na leta ga emotions. Me, I'm passionate about a lot of stuff, and one of the things that I'm very emotional about is independent thinking. I hate when someone tells me nani alisema hivi, nani alisema, this is the reason why nani usema hivi juu yako, inaonyeshaga you have zero independent thought. Think for yourself. So tuendelee na hii article. The bouncers then confronted the police officer, pulled him out of the car and assaulted him with kicks and punches, Kitosi's relatives claim. The bouncers, acheki gari ya DJ John Falme ikiwa scratched, ma bouncer wa club wamwe kuchapa mseme scratch hiyo. How does him as a DJ come into it? Nikisema like this makes no sense. Ile time nilikuwa nafikiri it's makarao walichapa umse watoto tafikia makarao tayari nilikuwa nishatoa John Falme kwa hiyo, because don't forget this is a very successful person. Successful people huaga, they always know they have a lot to lose, so it's very hard for them to do stupid mistakes. So this is a very stupid mistake. This is something tragic that happened. Rest in peace to Officer Felix Kitosi. But this was done by bouncers who are always very, very eager to get into fights. Kome sikiza iko nini long enough, ushasikia gele story, mupati ya naga story ya vile. Tulikuwa gana besti yetu, alikuwa anaenda kuinua chuma. And with that, he used to look for fights. And this same thing happens, not with all bouncers, but kuna mabouncer wale, just because wameunga unaonaga, nipoa wende wakipiga ase. So acheke pale ilianzia. So hii vita ilianza na bouncers. Kumbuka ni gari ya msendo imekuwa scratch. But this guy, I think he makes, like ukiangalia vile iko books, gari kuscratchiwa would make him want to beat someone to death. Critical thinking. So, tuendelea na hii article. They claim the officer was later taken to Kikuyu police station where he was assaulted by police officers while in custody. Umesikia place yote hapa, DJ John Falme was seen stomping, was seen kicking him, was seen tuendelea. His health deteriorated and he was rushed to Langata Hospital before being transferred to Nairobi West Hospital where he died last Thursday. The management of the club told the Nation that the incident never took place at their premises and they were not even aware that it had happened. So management pia imejitoa kwa noma. I can assure you that the incident never took place, wamekuwa quoted. Lakini the family now wonders why the bouncers of the club, whom they claimed first assaulted the deceased, before handing him over to the police officers, have not been arrested or questioned. Hajauliza juu John Falme to be arrested or questioned. They've asked for the family. I know for the bouncers of the club. Na cheki, so tunaendelea. So this, hii ni kitu tunatrai kuonyesha wasi. Like, this is econ. And this is something that we take pride in. We take pride in the fact that we judge people with the best lenses. Just because tuli judge Joey harshly does not mean Joey tuli judge harshly because of what we could read, like the articles we were seeing, the evidence tuli kachini tuka watch the court case. Like if you watched our nini utasikia mimi na Ian tukikwambia tuli kachini tuka watch dio, like the verdict tunashindwa hiyo kunaendaje, and then we made a video about it, we reacted to that. And also later in the day, look out for a video ya Tai Ngashira. He's a lawyer and a comedian, and he broke it down now from a lawyer's perspective, and that's for Joey Rungu. Let's come back to of course history ya DJ John Falme na pia ule the officer Felix Kitosi, because you know at the end of the day you want justice and you don't want the wrong people to go to jail, you want the right people. That's why unacheki, like ukicheki Kitosi's family, they talked about the bouncers first and then they talked about the cops. Let's continue. On Saturday, his family camped out on a new funeral home. Hapo kuna vile walibaki wamekata, like the post-mortem. Alafu, tuendele, wacha turuke kitu kidogo hapa tuendele. Investigations by The Nation revealed that the officers who took him to the station did not record the matter. And the family said they continued to assault their relatives when they questioned him about the incidents accident he allegedly caused. Wacheki. So hawa karao walikuwa wanachapana tu. At this point he asked for drinking water and told them he was dying. They all denied it until he went for a quick call and they saw him passing blood in his urine, a relative said. The relative claimed Kitosi was then released on Saturday from police station and decided to seek medical attention as he was badly injured and writhing in pain. So one of the things lazima, and rest in peace to Detective Kitosi. You have to see, like, from what I can read from this guy, this is someone who was most probably very humble. Because try to imagine all these people beating him, and they still don't know he's a cop. Ajiki, ajui ni karao. And kuna vile nimesema, like, if we are to start with the bouncers, of course, will beat you up because they have bigger muscles, nini. Some bouncers, not all. Mabouncer, kawe ni bouncer na fano hiko na hiyo sijao na mimi jimesema hivo. But some of your colleagues have that. Like, most of us wanza kuambia, tumeendaga places. Kuna time liliendaga place kuna hituwa nini. Kwa Q something. Alafu, age likuwa nafakwa 25 and below. Supposed to be 25 and above. And by that time, I think I was around 30. And I went there, I had not carried my ID. Nakambia msae, Buddha, jo niko over 30. Buddha talk up and talk chapa. Had to walk away. Wacheki. So that's my experience. Tushapati ya napa, iko nini story ya polo, so I get to radio, ended up beating some bouncers, and my bouncer kenda kuchukua P3. That's a very interesting story you should have had. But now, let's come back to history ya Kitosi, because let's not forget, with all this, we're trying to get justice for DCI Kitosi. So according to a hospital report seen by The Nation, Kitosi was admitted to Nairobi West Hospital with severe abdominal pain from the alleged assault na alikuwa unable to urinate for about 4 hours. So after he waka insert tube kwa urethra yake ya kumsaidia urine pass. The report goes on to say that on Thursday, Kitosi's condition deteriorated and the medics' efforts to resuscitate him failed. Remember, he was beaten on a Friday turning to Saturday morning. Alafu, after kuchapwa, like they took so much time kwa ile time yote anaambia anaenda kudedi. So of course his condition deteriorated. So by the time alikuwa anapelekwa hosi, like maybe 5 days later akadedi. Alafu, hii ndio place ina get interesting. And this is why nakwambiaga, this is ikonene, ikonene. We try to be as fair as possible. We don't hate anyone. Utasikia tukikwambia ule msia kwende. Juhu tunamchukia for no reason. Tunamchukia juhu anafanyaga hivi ama anafanyaga hivi na siya tufanyagi. Hiyo ni bullshit. Everyone has one life na unafaa kuishi maisha yako vile unataka kuishi. Hakuna mtu ana script ya hii maisha. Na the fact unafikiria kuna watu wako na script ya hii maisha, ndio inakupoteza. Wacha tu go back to hapa juu. Hapa saizi mimi nitakwambia, mimi nikaitumbi juu. System ya facts. Wacha tuendelee na the article. So, an officer privy to the matter, who spoke in confidence as he was not authorized to speak to the media, said the officers involved in the assault embarked on a cover-up plan after realizing that they'd assaulted a senior police officer. Remember, ile time alikuwa anamchapa, hawakuwa anajua ni senior police officer. Si ndio? And then a fellow detective from Kabete police station who visited him in custody told the police officers that he was a senior inspector. When they realized that the officer's health, now they've quoted ule Karau, ule alikuwa na. So Karau alisema, when they realized that the officer's health was deteriorating in a hospital, a plan was hatched to cover up the whole matter and blame the DJ and his team, the officer said. Watch your video tulifanya mimi, Rapture na Ian. Kumbuka vile tuliuliza. Tuliuliza, in what situation have you ever seen civilians join cops in beating up someone? So the fact that John Falme alikuwa arrested na three officers was not making any sense. Saizu unasikia just stories about bouncers. So there are bouncers that had beaten up this guy. Because you have to look at even, ukiangalia u Felix Kitosi, if you look at him, you can see already he's someone, he looks much bigger than John Falme. Why do John Falme try to fight him? Alafu, your story like, when you have something to lose, normally it takes like a certain level to risk everything, especially for most of us who've come from poverty. Like, tunajua what poverty is. Like, atutakagi yo kurisk kila kitu. And kuna masayo tasama, hey, buda, wezi real, wezi nini. Lakini zi, nilu natumia common sense yako. So, I think ilikuwa gani nini? Ilikuwa ni 50 cent. I think wandeza bonga pa juya 50 cent. 50 cent ni msame jaza ma muscles. Na likuwa nabonga juya ile story ya the losers are always ready to fight. Kitu kama iyo. I don't know, kitu kama, yeah, ready to fight. So, umse, alikuwa na everything to lose. So, that's why this story was not making sense to me. I don't, sijapata your story, anani? Yeah, 50 cents. So, let me go back to the article. Alafu so kwa, the article, unacheki your story, according to our police officers, officers kept the DJ's team informed of Kitosi's condition for 6 days. Of course, you are concerned. Like, gari yangu imekuwa scratch, alafu mnaanza kuchapa mse. I'll be concerned as a decent human being. I'll be concerned. And then on Thursday evening, hours after the officer's death, a police report was released to Dagoretti sub-counting, informing him of the officer's death. In the report, the police stated that he was indeed involved in an accident in which he was assaulted. The report was filed by Reinhard, the deceased officer's brother. So, nachiki. So, a few things happened here that should have happened. The bouncers, if a car is scratched, it has nothing to do with you. Get the people wale gari me scratch you, let them deal with the situation. Don't beat up someone. You already have muscles. Like, there's a reason why boxing wagana classes. Like, there's heavyweight and there's lightweight. Like, wewe saa hizi, ukipanchiwa na, what's his name? Like, if you're punched and you're a normal person and you're punched by Mike Tyson, ama Anthony Joshua, ama Ngannou, you won't survive. These bouncers, try to imagine, a lot of them are hiyo, wako hiyo, ni wasewa bigi. Ni wasewa wangekuwa na fight boxing, wangekuwa heavyweight. They decide to beat up this person. And then, makarao, on top of that, because by the time umepigwa, of course you're going to be angry. So maybe by the time the makarao na come, he's going to be pissed. Like, this is a small issue. Most probably he's intoxicated, so he's not communicating in any. They continue to beat him up. He's there telling them, I'm dying. And then they don't care. And then this whole thing happens. So this whole thing could have been avoided. But I video nimefanya juu ya vitu mbili. Of course, bado tunasema pole sana kwa familia Felix Kitosi. Na rest in peace kwa Felix Kitosi. Looks like a cool dude. And pia ni kwa nataka tu kuifanya tu ile kuonyesha say that people will be like, iko nini is biased, iko nini. No, we are not biased. I think the only thing that people maybe might not like about Sisi, we will give you a different opinion. We don't just go with an opinion because it's a popular opinion. Ile like, let's bash, umse iko chini, wacha tufraie, let him go down. Waso washaanza kupost, mbaka zile ma jokes nani ashai make juu ya jela. We don't do that. We try to look at things like with those independent eyes. And then after we give you an opinion, and the opinion, you might like it, you might not like it, but sure, itagoi konene. So that's all we are trying to do. Kupatia tu an opinion that we feel is our opinion. Si mtu ame influence. Hii story, by the time tuko tunabonga jua nini di Joe Mfalme, hatuko tunajua hii article yana nini itatokea. Na ime tu vindicate. Imeonyesha jo ekonene. Subongaga, ile design ya itumbi, system ya facts. Tunaangalia kitu na shindwa. Mse iko booked. Mse iko na radio job. Yes? Apart from a radio job, he's booked like 5 days a week. Why would such a person risk it all? Husi mse wakubukiwa na 10K per night. So, if you had to look at crunch the numbers, this is someone who makes some really good money every month. If his car is scratched, how is he afford? He can afford. His level of anger, if his car is scratched, is going to be lower than. Also, don't forget, another thing about Kenya is, if you walk around, you'll see a lot of cars with scratches. Apart from cars with scratches, you'll see a lot of cars that even ile rangi haishine vile kuna shine before. Like, ile time some endaga majuu, ndio mtu notice vile gari ushine. Like, gari zinashine giu. Huku, siwa shagajo gari na nini, maji ya vyombo. Unacheki, like, atukwagi serious. So, with that in mind, I don't think Kenyans get that angry jia paint compared to maybe other countries. So that's why this story I couldn't make a sense. And that's why even before we had all these facts, we looked at it and we're like, nah, this guy had too much to lose. This guy, this situation doesn't make a lot of sense. But now, of course, umeskevlum samesema, they're trying to cover up. So Zuri place hopes za Jomfal Meziko and the fact that at the end of the day, the DCI will have to look at the case that they are taking before. And the case would be stronger with bouncers and police officers than yeye. Yes, him, he brings the case. He keeps it in the news cycle. But it just didn't make sense. Like, when mse ame deal na walevi wangapi, na jai kuwa na altercation, na cheki. So that was just a quick update. Yeah, ile kuonyesha wase jo, like usiseme hapa sijui tuko emotional, na wewe mwenyewe sasa ndio uko emotional kwa comments juu tumesema kitu ile huko na I expect tuseme unacheki. So kuna wasa alikuwa anasema ati si believe us wengine juu ni makarao. Why not? But like personally ni kitu nishasema hapa, like makarao wa Kenya ndio wamefanya Nairobi ni safe. Like they had to use the wrong method, but they made Nairobi safe. Like back in the days, early 90s, Nairobi used to be super unsafe. And because of the Kenyan cops doing things the Kenyan way, they ended up like making Nairobi much safer. Like, yes, do we still have these marobbing incidences and what? Yes, they're still there, but they made Nairobi safer. You can walk in a lot of places even during the day, and that's because of the Kenya police. So you always give the Kenya police credit for what they've done. With this specific case, we were not targeting the Kenya police. We were targeting our makarao specific that were involved in beating him up. Alafu now, because of this news, we're talking about these specific bouncers. So you can't go there and arrest a bouncer who was off that day. Ama, if they have 5 bouncers and 2 are beating him up, you can't arrest these other 3. So everything has to be like every individual a deal na consequences zake. But PRCC kama wa Kenya, let's stop this attitude of wishing that people go down. And then it makes us like feel somehow morally superior and whatever. So that's basically it. Kuna msani ito Adler 254 alikuwa ameandika kuna misleading information hapa. Watu wamekuwa arrested ni bouncer na crew ya Joe Mfalme, si makarao, you see. So buda umechekio article nimesoma. Sisi tulikuwa tunabonga about this story based on the article we'd watched, we'd seen, and this was based on the Nation newspaper thing. So, kuna msena ito Ashley Miguel, alikuwa msema, the DJ was busy condemning Babu Owino, who didn't even shoot his victim. 4 years later, go check, nini, never judge, blah, blah, blah. Uni msena alikuwa mpenda sana kujoke juu stories za jela. Pia mini kitumu joke around juu sana. That does not mean we don't know that innocent people end up in jail. We know that, but it's just one of those things where sometimes the case is nini. Then kuna Nicholas Ngumbao kusema 4 people arrested, his photographer, driver, bodyguards. Not sure someone to clarify if this is true. Yalikuwa anauliza. So kuna KNAS 8883 kwa sema mwaf unatetea Joe because it involves a police officer. Yes, this is the guy I was talking about. Stop being biased. Alafu kuna Cyrus Simiyu, the most biased observation ever. Unacheki? So I'll say, I hope your apologies will be as loud as your disrespect. Moses Waswa, propaganda at its best. What if he's guilty? Kuna evidence yenye hatujui. When you oppose Mwaf's opinion, this dude can run for an hour. Ama because it's a police officer, let's not jump to conclusion. We will know in the coming, more in this coming week. So, Moses Waswa, as I said, I rant about people who don't have independent thought. I don't mind the fact that you have a different opinion from me. That's what I love about Ikoneni. We entertain different opinions. We don't have life figured out. No one has life figured out. So Moses Waswa, I hope umecheki the article. The article has vindicated me. It's vindicated Rapture and it's vindicated Ian. It's not about biasness. Sometimes it's about just critical thinking. How much does someone have to lose? And a lot of people, like wale najua wa Kenya, like we've reached the levels we've reached. And these levels have helped whole families. I don't know about Jom Falme's family, but I remember nikiona Jom Falme, the one that I used to see akianza na waua saizi. I think this is a rich version. I don't think hangerisk hivi. That's why it did make sense to me. And the article ya Nation pia inaonyesha kuna karawa nasema there's a cover up ile na try kufanywa na makarao wengine, kwa wale makarao walikuwa hapo ukarao mwingine akichapwa, of course now they are afraid. They are like, damn. Alafu wame mess na DCI, and DCI tushasikia nikiwa sifu hapa kwa hii kwa nini, like Kenyan DCI is some of the best he come to investigative whatever. So yeah, that was just a quick update on history ya DJ Jom Falme. If any other news comes up, of course tutabaki to make sure na juu yake, tutakupatia like our opinion on it, but so far naweza sema tumekuwa at least vindicated, ama at least imeonyesha that our analysis was not just coming out of at your hate for the police or hate for what. It was just based on critical analysis. Yes. And hapa Ikoneni tunapendaga critical analysis, tunapenda critical thinking, na tunapenda individual thinking. Ikoneni.